This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do so much appreciate the time with you. I appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. And I do really do, you know... I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I really do appreciate the time to get involved. You know what I'm saying? I mean, really do appreciate when you're engaged, involved, sending questions. It means a lot. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there, including buying my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All the labels the left has given us. But give it a guy like me, anyhow. And it's uncalled for. There's no reason for it. But they hate labels, but they still gave them to me. Again, I appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I appreciate the time that you're involved in the conversation. Tell your friends, your loved ones, maybe even your unloved ones about it. Make them crazy. Right? So, I didn't give the caller in the last hour enough time at the end. I think it could have been a pretty good conversation. One of the things that he stated was that Obama had only been on Fox twice. And it wasn't because he didn't ask. I mean, I'd asked the caller to do a little bit of his own homework. It wasn't because Mr. Obama wasn't asked. He just didn't go because he felt the same way about Fox that the others felt, or that Trump, for all that matters, feels about CNN. You're not going to get a fair shake. And listen, I go on CNN all the time, or frequently, I should say. I don't want to sound like I'm full of myself. But I go, and some of you go, why do you go there? Well, why? Because you have to go there. You have to confront. And not in a mean, nasty way, but you have to confront. And I go, and I'll tell you, from the minute I walk in to the minute I leave, it's a 24-hour hate fest on Trump and conservatives. It's just a different ideology. It's a different way of looking at things. And everybody else is just mean and nasty if you don't agree. And it happens on both sides, I'm sure. Right? Now, and you think about it. Even when Obama was on Fox, I mean, he was on with Bill O'Reilly, and I think he did one with, who's the guy that we love?
Brett Baer.
That was it. Now, the difference between the two is I thought O'Reilly, if you guys go back and look, was very soft shoe. O'Reilly had a, I won't say, it wasn't a love affair, because I don't mean it that way. He had respect for the chair. He had respect for the presidency. And it wasn't until the end, until the last year or two, that O'Reilly started getting really hard on Obama. Before that, O'Reilly, again, had respect for the chair, believed that Obama loved the country, just a different way of approaching, a different way of doing business. Brett Baer got Obama to stutter on several occasions. Got Obama to try to push back on several occasions. Because Brett wasn't, he asked in a respectful way, but he wouldn't let him go. And if you notice that even when Obama towards the end was on some of the CNN stations, what have you, with some of those commentators, when they asked or pushed back or called him out on a few things, he got irritated with them because he wasn't expecting it. So again, to the caller, I'm tired of hearing about 8 years of how great Obama was. 8 years of all the wonderful things he did. And yet the African-American community suffered terribly under that president. The Hispanic community suffered terribly. The only community that got a leg up, that moved forward under President Obama, for all intents and purposes, was the LGBTQ community. It seemed to be the only thing he had an affinity for. You go back into the caller whose family was all in the military. Go back and search the website, therealside.com. I wrote a piece years ago about why is it when the Democrats get in the office, the first thing they do is they pick up the red pen and they start wiping out the military. They start closing bases like it helps, because it doesn't really help. There's a strategic way to close down a base. There's a strategic way to cut back on the military. But you have to beef up one part of the military to shut down another part. That doesn't seem to be the game plan most of the time with them. But you go read the piece, and I show you what was done under Carter, what was done under Clinton, and what was done under Obama. And then what ends up happening is the Republican, the conservative, whatever you want to call it, comes in, and just like President Trump had to do, you've had years of decimating the military, years of not paying for military, for not taking care of military equipment. And you got to come in, you got to overspend now. Now you got to spend twice as much money to get the equipment back where it needs to be. So I don't want to hear about how Republicans are war crazy. We always have to come in and clean up the mess, is really what it boils down to. Now, as far as President Trump not going on CNN, MSNBC, look, if they're willing to be fair and honest, that's one thing. But you just look at what Acosta does on a regular basis from CNN and a few other of those reporters. I sat in that room when they were talking about the NATO meeting. And I never heard so much negativity about bombastic this and nasty that and attack this and all this other stuff. But when I sat there in the interview and gave them real, all right, he's so mean, he's so nasty, he's so terrible. Where's that nuclear war that he was bringing us to a head on with North Korea? The exact opposite happened. When the Dems said that Reagan, when he was yelling at Gorbachev, he was going to start World War III, the exact opposite happened. There's a hint for you. I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. We'll be back for a minute.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24-7 or 888-212-8871. That's Nutri Medical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Get involved in the conversation. Seriously. Get involved. Get engaged. Get informed. Don't spew party lines. Hate it when people spew party lines. You know? I mean, seriously. We were talking about, some of the calls we got tonight, and one caller was discussing how Trump won't go on ABC, CBS, NBC, which is not true. He's been on, I think the only one he hasn't really been on is CNN, and I think he's been on that even. I should have Googled it during the break. I will afterward. But when you really, you know, again, you look at the differences. Everybody talks about how Fox was in the corner for Trump all during the 2016 election, which is not true. There were plenty of people. I mean, if you really think that Fox was in the corner for Trump, they were simply not in the corner for Hillary. There was no way they were going to have her. But if you think that Fox is in the corner for Trump, you need to go back and look at their coverage of Trump in 2016. Look at the people on that channel that couldn't stand him. Krautmeyer. God bless the guy he's got. I'm not going to speak ill of him, but he didn't. Krauthammer, I'm sorry. He didn't like him at all. And pretty much very few people at Trump Fox liked him. Except before he ran for office. Then they, again, same hypocrites that everybody else were. The black community, they loved him. Because he was giving money. He was making jobs. He was pulling people. All of a sudden, he's terrible. So, I mean, again, you got to be honest about this stuff. You got to be real and you got to be honest about this stuff. You got to take it from both sides. If I was Trump, I wouldn't go on CNN either. Now, he's been on a few other channels. You know, a few of the other networks. So it just, again, when you look at who's in what corner and why, and again, to the caller's point, you're talking about Fox News compared to ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN. Should we go on? That is a lot of round-the-clock media influence. And for you to say that, well, look what Fox News did, I think that's short-sighted. Or for anyone to say that, for that matter. One station. So if you're telling me that one station has that much power, that much authority, that much influence, they shouldn't be an elected Democrat in the country. Right? So, again, if they want to be honest about it, if they want to do the right thing, if they want to ask real questions, that's one thing. But I get the same thing when I go there. I'm not even the president. Things that make absolutely no sense. They actually try to defend, when I was on there the other night, they were trying to defend the fact that these smaller countries can't afford the 2% into NATO. And it'll take them time to get there, but that wasn't the agreement they originally made. So if it's going to take them time to get 2%, I said, why do these United States get stuck with a 3.5% payment into NATO from our GDP every year, and we're expected to pay it, and when they come up short, they'll ask us for more money. Then we get nailed with higher tariffs than any other country. It is okay to keep crapping on the U.S., and we're just supposed to go, thank you, sir, may I have another. So it's just crazy. You know, and they talk about how much Trump was, hey, you go down these numbers, you go down and you really start looking at some of these numbers. How many people watched Trump during his inauguration as opposed to how many people watched Obama? The number is not that big of a difference. Seriously. Right? When you talk about TV interviews. It's not easy to do apple to apples when it comes to TV interviews, right? Because, you know, there were a lot of short, brief interviews given by Obama to ABC, NBC, all those places. So I don't know, do you count all of those? He's got to give shorties. They all do it. They all walk to the back of the plane, you know, Air Force One. So, I don't know how you pull all the. I don't know how you're going to figure it all out, if you would. Now, during a pre-Super Bowl interview with Fox News, and this will drive home a point, with Bill O'Reilly, if you remember. That was back in 2009. He was also interviewed by NBC's Matt Lauer before the big game. O'Reilly drew more than Matt Lauer did. But for a total of 21 million people saw that interview. Both interviews, I should say. Right? There's plenty of times where, you know, according to the note to the caller, there's plenty of times when Trump's speeches, Trump's events are not even broadcast on CNN and MSNBC, ABC, all that. So why give them any more? Why reach out to them when they won't do anything for you? Right? And then some Trump Supreme Court announcement this week averaged 33 million viewers across the country. Now, I think the thing that Trump does that they hate, seriously, what's he got, 109? I think it's 109 million followers on Twitter.
I'll tell you in a minute.
It's between 90 and 109 million, somewhere around there. And you look at that, and he could say, unlike other presidents of the past, he can set the narrative. He doesn't have to play. You know, guys, some of you guys have been listening for a while. You've heard me say this before. In days of old, the president's communication team would have to get up early in the morning, and they'd have to go down and look at the list really quick and see what papers were writing what, who was saying what about the president, and then do damage control. The beauty behind this president and the way he handles the press is he does his own press release on Twitter at 3 o'clock in the morning.
53 million.
How many?
53.
No, really?
Yeah.
It was more than that.
It might have been. They've been cleaning house over there.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. Oh, maybe that's affecting him. But even to that point, when he sends out an email, oh, I know what it was. When he sends out the tweet, think about how many of us take that tweet and send it back out again. So he's getting the coverage. But now, he's putting them on their toes. He's coming out first and putting the news sources on their toes. And I'm okay with that. Whether he's right or wrong, I'm okay with that. I'm Joe Mateo, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. With President Donald Trump set to meet with Russian President Vladimir Putin in mere days, 12 Russians have been indicted for trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election by hacking into the Hillary Clinton campaign and Democratic network. Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at a Washington news conference.
In an effort to conceal their connections to Russia, the defendants used a network of computers around the world.
and they paid for it using cryptocurrencies.
Former Clinton campaign chair John Podesta, whose email was hacked in April of 2016 and released over the course of the campaign, quickly jumped on Trump.
Donald Trump likes to describe this as a witch hunt. Well, we just found some witches, and they were indicted.
Several Democrats say Trump should cancel his meeting with Putin if he does not address the issue. Republican John McCain has joined Democrats in that call as well. Trump has promised to raise the issue during that meeting. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention! Sorry I'm talking a little loud because I want to reach people with a hearing problem. Do you want to hear better for just $299? Yes, not thousands, but for $299. You can hear all the sounds you've been missing for years. Hearing Help Express has been helping people hear better, selling top-quality hearing aids for over 30 years. Now is your best chance to hear better with hearing aids for $299 with our free 45-day home trial offer. And you don't even need to leave your home or get a hearing test. Call now to start your free 45-day risk-free home trial offer. All it takes is a free hearing consultation. Learn how Hearing Help Express can improve the quality of your life with better hearing. Call now.
800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. 800-516-7448. That's 800-516-7448.
A couple of nitwits.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks so much for joining me tonight. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly, simply being part of the conversation. Okay, let's move on. I don't want to keep beating this stuff to death. The NATO thing, though, is, I find, quite amazing, amusing, and almost laughable. Because, again, we're expected from the left, we're constantly pounded on, and we're expected to go above and beyond our pledges where we don't expect other countries to meet, to even meet theirs. So what I love about this is, you know, again, we're seeing NATO is pledging to boost defense spending. Now, you don't hear this from the left, though. But they are. They're agreeing to raise defense spending or raise the money. Because basically what he said to them is, look, shouldn't you be protecting yourself? Wouldn't that make sense? I don't see a problem with it. Shouldn't you take care of your own first? Defend your own first? So they did agree, especially on Thursday, they agreed to not only up and try harder to hit that 2%, no guarantee, obviously, but they also came out against Russia, like this is new. But if they came out, see, here's the hypocrisy. Here's part of it. Now, the left loves Trudeau, right, out of Canada? And they love everything he stands for. However, he came out, I think it was today or late yesterday afternoon, and said that Trump should not cancel his meeting with Putin. Angela Merkel, the one that they told me we should be, you know, trying harder to be friends with, she said Trump should not cancel his Russian meeting. Matter of fact, most of the NATO leaders feel that talking to Russia is safer and better than not talking to Russia, which I totally agree with. Makes perfect sense to me. Doesn't it, you? And they've got a point. If you're not talking to these people, some of you guys that have wives and girlfriends, when they're quiet, it gets bad, don't it? You might have trouble on your hands. You want to keep the line of communication open. You really do. Now, John Kerry jumps up. Now this is rich. John Kerry's talking about how President Trump is destroying our ally relationships across the world. When it was his boss, his buddy, his close friend, that pretty much decimated our relations with Israel. Right? England. The Queen couldn't stand Obama. We can go on. And now since President Trump's been around, you go back and do some searching as to the comments that some of the leaders across the world have made about President Obama. And it has nothing to do with his color. Because some of those people are people of color. And I was surprised to find out that black people cannot be racist. Except when they're talking about other black people. That's okay. Really, we've got some black friends. We were talking about what was going on with Obama in the world and who's calling who what names and who's doing what. And apparently when black people are coming after white people, they can't be racist. But if they're going after another black person, they're very racist. It's like, which is it? Don't these words mean the same thing no matter what color you are? Right? It's like that game we play with comprehensive immigration. Well, what does that mean? Because I know both sides have a different viewpoint as to what that means. Matter of fact, there's different viewpoints from within the Dem and Republican Party. So, speaking of the meaning of words that are tough to deal with, the faculty is criticizing the use of the cowboy in the University of Wyoming slogan. They say it's very sexist and exclusive. I mean, really, seriously, soon the English dictionary is going to be down to 7 pages if we keep this up. But the faculty groups are criticizing a new University of Wyoming marketing campaign built around the image of a cowboy, saying its proposed slogan is sexist and promotes white heterosexual stereotypes. The slogan, "The world needs more cowboys," is the product of a Boulder, Colorado-based marketing firm. I think it's a great one. What comes to mind? When you think of a cowboy, what comes to mind? I mean, the first thing that comes to my mind is like, a white guy who feels he's more superior than anybody else, right? Does it? Yours? No. The first thing that comes to my mind is a hero. Right? In most cases. A guy that's willing to go out and do the work. Do the hard work to build a country. Do the hard work to feed others. Think about what they do on a regular basis. Or what they did on a regular basis. Right? I mean, the gentleman's gentleman. I don't know. You can go through all the stuff, and maybe TV has influenced my mind. Maybe some of the limited reading I've done has influenced my mind. But I don't know of anybody I've talked to over the years, even my black friends, my Hispanic friends, who have ever said, when I've used the word cowboy, has ever thought of it as a white, heterosexual, I don't know, positive thing. It just is what it is. What, there were no black cowboys? I doubt it. Anyway, the slogan, "The world needs..." I know what that means. I don't have to twist it or pay somebody to make me or help me misunderstand what that means. We need more good people. That's what they're saying. That's all they're saying. No, we don't mean... We're not saying that we need more good white people. We need more good people. I had lots of different reactions, said Angela Jamie, the director of the American Indian Studies Department. I was really disappointed in the university for endorsing such a negative slogan. Why? What was negative about it? See, groups have fought for the millennials on this planet, right? So is that what we're going to do? Is we're going to go down and we're going to decide at every corner, on every issue, based on who was the loser in the fight? I mean, seriously, when you talk about... Isn't it funny in this country how we have to put down white people because of what they did to the American Indian? Because of what they did to blacks during slavery? Because of all these things that have happened during history, we now have to be beat up, put down, shoved in the corner, and made to pay restitution. Well, I got two things. What about the blacks that sold other blacks into slavery? What about them? Do we call them out? Should we call their families out? Should we make them pay restitution? And why aren't the Germans still suffering tremendously for what they did to the Jews? I mean, are we trying to do this on fair grounds? Was it okay that we don't mention the Japanese because the Japanese killed a whole bunch of white people? So if a whole bunch of white people killing a whole bunch of white people, that's okay and acceptable. This has been my argument since I've seen this hypocrisy start on this show. It either offends you, if it offended you today, it should have offended you 10 years ago. And if you don't want, and if you want me to apply your logic to these situations, then it applies to everybody. No matter what color, what size, what weight, what anything, it applies to everybody. I was kind of like, whoa, has anyone else heard of this? I mean, think about this. If I use this logic about the cowboy, because you know where they're going with this, right? Cowboys slaughtered the Indians en masse. So we can't give them any, they've done nothing good. Well, then we have to go after the American military, don't we? Didn't the cavalry slaughter Indians? I mean, let's just call it what it was. I mean, it's happened all over. Christine Bogg said, I was kind of like, whoa, has anyone else heard of this? She's an instructor at the Colorado Chair of the Committee of Women and People of Color at UW. The group sent a letter to the university leaders to voice its grave concerns about the slogan. They want them to come up with another one, a different tagline, much more diverse. Well, the concern for me is the boy part, right? Said Christine Porter. And a vocal opponent of the slogan, since the 1950s, at least in other parts of the country, it's no longer acceptable to use generic masculine and pretend that it includes feminine. Nobody pretends. You're the only one that's got cataracts of the brain, Christine. You're one of the few that whole left side PC feminist crazy correctness. Men, mankind, human, we didn't do that to put down the feminine people. Look up the words, study Latin, figure it out, get educated. You're a professor. I'm going to calm down. I'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Unlimited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Frank Unlimited. A name you can trust.
Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Anyway, let's get back at it because, we don't have a whole bunch of time to go through this. And head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. I always appreciate, you check it out. You can check it out on Amazon, a few pages in there. If you want it signed by me, you got to buy it off my website. If you don't care, and I get it, I wouldn't care either. I just want the book. You can go to Amazon and get it from there, but they allow you to read a few pages of it there. You can get it, you can see what it's about. It's all about how the left sees us and how we as the right need to fight this stuff back. I lay out the asinine stories, the things during the Obama administration that were going down. And you really do start to see the hypocrisy, the double standards, Now, they won't see it that way, but you need to see it. And you need to stop spewing party line and actually have an intelligent, informed, facts-based conversation with people. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us here. Now, what was I talking about? I love when I go off task like that.
Cowboys.
That's that song, Mamas Don't Let Your Baby Grow Up to Be Cowboys?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of yours. So, you know, again, you've got a college group, a college staff, that find it appalling that they're using the word cowboy. And more so that they're using the word boy, right? Oh, that's part of it. There's a lot more to it than that. So the feminine groups on campus are hating the word boy. But what are you going to do? You're going to say cow human? Cow cisgen? Cow non-cisgen? Cow non-conforming cisgen something? I mean, these people are going to fight everything. And here's what I tell my friends. Don't let them get away with it. Just don't. They don't like confrontation to begin with. And they only really fight when it's like seven of them to one of you. One-on-one, they won't do it. Even two-on-two, they won't do it. Not really, anyway. Anyway, Christine Porter, a professor there at the university, said since the 1950s, at least in other parts of the country, it's no longer acceptable. That's not true. 1950s, when did that happen? To use the generic masculine and pretend that it includes feminine. Well, there's no such thing. That's a cowboy, that's a girl, Christine. See, in those days, they used common sense. You were either cowboy or cowgirl. And there were cowgirls. So, really? Cowboy was not trying to be all-inclusive. Sorry to burst your bubble or your argument. She also goes on to say, it brings to mind an image of a straight white man and past conflicts with the Native Americans. Oh, yeah, let's just keep piling it on. All the negatives behind that. Well, let's just start calling them those guys that used to ride horses and hurdle cattle. As the director of the American Indian Studies, it becomes incredibly problematic to try to imagine using any of this promotional material when I'm recruiting Native American students. The term cowboy evokes playtime, the racist playtime of cowboys and Indians. I knew that was coming. Right? Because it's good versus bad. It's one group for, well, it's no different than Democrats versus Republicans, isn't it? Depends on your viewpoint. Chad Baldwin, UW's Associate Vice President for Communications, he defended the slogan. He said that the university's campaign would recast the concept of a cowboy, and that if the school couldn't use its own mascot marketing materials, then it should just get rid of it altogether. The people of Wyoming aren't going to stand for that, he said last week. Think about it. Think about what Wyoming stands for. You're going to change the whole state's attitude? In my opinion, there are people who are critical of it and who haven't even explored what we're trying to do. The foundational element of the campaign is that we're recasting the concept of the cowboys that it represents everyone it's associated with. He said the university was trying to take the traditional view of a cowboy, a straight white man. Tip it, you know, the tip it on its head, removing a potential obstacle and turning it into a selling point. Faculty aren't buying it. No, there's got to be different alternatives. There's got to be different motivation, right? And some say there's no way you can redefine cowboy. I agree with that. And why do it? Emily Monago, the university's chief diversity officer, said, here we go, she did not think the slogan by itself was inclusive, but she said the university would pair the tagline with inclusive images like women of color. She later added that her office had been clear with UW's marketing department about this office's concern about inclusion and that the campus community would get involved with it, would or wouldn't get involved with it. I mean, you keep going, this is a slogan. It's not slogans. It's not a slogan that says, come here, we don't allow blacks. Come here, we don't allow Asians. Come here, the only Hispanics on campus are cleaning toilets. It's not a nasty slogan. It doesn't have a hidden meaning. You know, not everything has a hidden meaning. Right? I love the comedian. I can't think of his name. But he's doing a piece one night, and I'm listening to him, and he says, ladies, you know when you look at your boyfriend, and you say, honey, what are you thinking? Right? Because he's got that look on his face. And he says, nothing. Don't get mad. He's not lying. He's not thinking of anything. Men don't think of something 24/7. Sometimes there ain't nothing going on between the ears. It's really that simple. So what I'm trying to get at, there's not always an ulterior motive here. Sometimes things are just exactly what they are. Nothing special. You know what I mean? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate, you know, the time you spend with us again on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being, you know, part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Now, what a listener should I send me a story that just it's almost infuriating. Actually, it is infuriating. You know, we turn everything, again, into a political issue. And we don't have to. There's no reason for it. There was a North Carolina town that first they accepted, and then they spurned a Russian gift back in March. Right? And you look at these guys, we did at one point in time, we worked with the Russians to defeat Germany. Okay, I mean, things went sideways, obviously. But does none of that matter? Wasn't that a good thing? Bed and breakfast owner Rick Boyd stands in a downtown art center looking at a model of a bronze monument that he hopes that will soon grace Elizabeth City, North Carolina. It's just one of the most beautiful pieces of art I've ever seen, Boyd said, in a heroic style that evokes the Frederick Remington's rough-hewn Western art, three pilots, an American, a Canadian, and a Soviet. They're looking off into the distance when they worked together to fight tyranny, to fight the Germans. And then there's the airplane, the military version of the Catalina depicted coming out of the water. The monument would honor a World War II program called Project Zebra. The Americans trained hundreds of Soviet flyers on maybe what we should do. We should reprimand and write up every one of those American soldiers that taught Soviet flyers. I'm taking the tact of the left, right? Anybody who had anything to do in any way with any kind of negative situation should be chastised and put down. They taught them Soviet flyers on amphibious bombers so that they then flew home to fight the Germans and the Japanese. Almost a year ago, Elizabeth City agreed to accept the monument, valued at about $1 million. It was a gift from the Russian government. Well, maybe they're afraid it was bugged. I don't know. Maybe it's a Trojan horse. It's got spies inside. The city council, the new member, has torpedoed that, though, saying the city shouldn't associate with Russia at all. I would caution the council that you, or this previous council, gave your word to another foreign government. I'd be embarrassed, to be honest with you, to go back on your word, City Manager Richard Olson said. You're talking about the hacking government, asked council member and ex-pro football player Johnny Walton. Referring to Russia, some people say we'd be dumb not to do it. He says I'd be dumb to do it, or dumber to do it. This has nothing to do. These are honoring people that work together to defeat the Japanese and the Germans. Seriously, you people in South Carolina, you got to elect a new city council. That's the way. Show them that you're smarter than they are. Show them that you got more common sense than they do. And you have more than two IQ numbers to rub together. Hey, I'm Joe Messina. Thanks for being with me. Have a great and safe weekend. God bless you and have a great rest of the day.